Birds and mosquitoes infected with the West Nile virus have been found in 35 states so far this summer. In 34 of those states, the virus has not made many people sick. In the 35th state, Louisiana, nearly 90 people have contracted West Nile fever, and at least 7 have died. Health officials in Louisiana have declared a state of emergency and asked for federal assistance. The West Nile virus was first detected in mosquitoes in the northeastern United States in 1999 when it killed 7 New Yorkers. That was the worst outbreak in this country until now. NPR's John Nielsen reports from New Orleans.
Calling Louisiana buggy is like calling the Vatican religious. 60 varieties of mosquito make their home in this state, including at least 2 that carry the West Nile virus. That's why Kevin Cayouette doesn't mess around when it comes to bug repellent.
Stuff actually ate through my watch. It's pretty nasty stuff sometimes.
Cayouette is a mosquito expert with the Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Right now, he's standing in a parking lot in a rundown corner of downtown New Orleans, checking a mosquito trap. It's full.
This net right here probably has 1,500 mosquitoes in it.
Cayouette's boss, entomologist Dawn Wesson, says most of these mosquitoes are the same species.
It's got a really long species name. It's called Culex quinquefasciatus, but it's called the southern house mosquito.
These mosquitoes help spread the West Nile virus by sucking it out of infected birds and sticking it into people. Wesson says they tend to thrive in cities with lots of polluted puddles and lots of dilapidated underground water lines. Often they breed in what she calls the bellies of that system.
Low spots in the pipes. I mean, many of these, the system is, parts of it are 100 years old, so there's no way it can all be in excellent repair. So it's a big concern, obviously, for mosquito control in this city.
Wesson says it's likely that the West Nile virus is also spread by the so-called Asian tiger mosquito, which breeds in water inside old tires. It's also common around here.
I just had one land on my nose, so might have to put some of that repellent on.
It starts raining. We drive away. Wesson says she saw this virus coming.
We've been watching West Nile since it showed up in 1999, and we've thought, oh God, it's going to be bad when it gets down here.
She says towns and cities all over the state started spraying pesticides into their puddles and abandoned tires, but the virus still arrived.
It is an invading species, basically, and it's invading a lot of different mosquito and invertebrate species, including humans, that have never seen it before. And so, although we can predict some of the things it's going to do, we can sort of anticipate some of the things it's going to do, we don't know how quickly it's going to move, for example, or how many cases we're going to have.
Wesson says the state's mosquitoes first started testing positive about a year ago. This past January, a horse got sick, and then in the spring, people started catching strange fevers. Robert Goldstein, a medical student at Tulane University, remembers getting bit by 20 or 30 mosquitoes one muggy night in June.
3 to 5 days later, I came down with symptoms, which were fever, chills. I had a sort of a headache in the back of my head, just the back of my head hurt. I had muscle pains, some of them in odd locations, kind of on my sides. And that lasted about 4 to 5 days. And then as I started to feel better, I came down with this rather unpleasant rash that was all over my body. And then I got tested about a week later for West Nile virus, and it was positive.
Not all southern house mosquitoes carry this virus. Those that do rarely pass it on to humans. Healthy young people don't usually notice the infection. Elderly people who get sick usually survive. But in Louisiana, at least 7 older people have not survived. In those cases, the virus triggered lethal brain infections. 85 more people in this state have become seriously ill. State health officials say it's time to start ringing alarm bells.
Please stay tuned for an important message from the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals, Office of Public Health. Incidents of dead birds infected with viruses that cause encephalitis have been reported across the state. Prevent mosquito breeding by eliminating standing water around your yard, in old tires, potted plants, and other containers. Mosquitoes can kill. Help fight the bite.
For reasons nobody understands, most of the state's West Nile cases have been clustered so far in a place called St. Tammany Parish, to the north of New Orleans. This could change if the virus spreads, and it is expected to spread. David Hood is Louisiana's Secretary of Health and Hospitals.
We have about 3 months of warm weather left in Louisiana, and there's no doubt in anybody's mind that we're going to continue to see a substantial increase in the number of cases. And, you know, we believe that the numbers are going to be in the hundreds. Now, just exactly, you know, what it's going to be, I don't think anybody's willing to make a prediction.
Dozens of scientists from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have come to Louisiana to study the movements of this virus. CDC epidemiologist Roy Campbell says they've got a lot of work to do.
For example, we don't know why some people get the brain infection while others get a mild infection or a silent infection. We don't know what it is about those people other than age. And in terms of the age connection, we don't know why older people are more prone to the invasive form of the infection that causes encephalitis and meningitis.
Experts from the CDC are tracking infected birds and studying potential links between the virus and the weather down the line. That might make it easier to fight outbreaks before they start. But for now, the battle is defensive. In the town of Slidell in St. Tammany Parish, that means spraying pesticides on homes, churches, stores, and wildlife management areas almost every day.
Okay, and what you're hearing is the radio equipment and the GPS and the ground proximity warning switches.
In a hangar at the Slidell Airport, pilot Charlie Porter gets ready for an evening run in a two-engine spray plane owned by the St. Tammany Mosquito Control Department. It's part of a fleet of three planes that flies every morning and every night. Normally, you couldn't do that.
Most of the time, you have the environmentalists who are environmentally conscious. They don't want anything sprayed, but the situation's a little different this time. You know, now they're a little concerned. So I think they're willing to accept the fact that we've got to do something to keep these mosquitoes down.
So far, the West Nile virus has only infected one person in New Orleans proper. State officials dearly hope this does not change. A couple of deaths in the French Quarter is all it would take to drive tourists away. Nobody seems too worried in that part of town, however. Midian Von Thorn put it this way while waiting outside a bar near Bourbon Street.
Perhaps I should worry about the West Nile, but I mean, it makes about as much sense as, you know, worried about getting hit by a falling bullet. You know, if it's going to get you, it's going to get you.
Lee Stocks, a tour guide who tells ghost stories, agrees. He keeps a bottle of bug repellent handy for his customers. And if that's not enough, he tells them that things used to be much worse in the old days.
Well, you had yellow fever. You had a little bit of the black plague came through here. You pretty much everything. Like I was telling this gentleman a while ago, back then, the roads in the middle right here were dirt roads with raw sewage right down the middle. So you just about know that you're going to get something out of that raw sewage. You know?
Gives you perspective to know that history, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu announced last week that she would ask the U.S. Army to help fight the West Nile virus by sending in an airborne unit that specializes in broad-scale insect eradication. John Nielsen, NPR News, New Orleans, Louisiana.